Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And it sounds like a happy hour because Crowder's at a happy hour at a hotel diner. And look at this. He's got an Aperol Spritz in his hand. He's taking a sip. I'm going to talk about Funky Buddha. Now, again, he's in New York and he can't have Funky Buddha. So this is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, but you're celebrating with an Aperol Spritz, which is really the nectar of the gods. It's my favorite drink. Tell us how the Aperol Spritz is there in New York.
You drink this regularly.
Oh, it is so good. Look at hold up that glass again. Look at how beautifully garnished it is with the orange on the it. Orange wedge. It's a beautiful amber color, and it's a delicious mix of Aperol and Spritz.
It's liquor fruit punch, Prosecco, and seltzer water.
Well, I think it's more Aperol and Spritz than whatever you just said. But what a delightfully refreshing drink. I'm very jealous of you right now.
I'm going to keep it for you. I'll bring it back home if they let me get on the
plane. Lori, make me an Aperol Spritz.
Don't do that yelling.
We have Aperol in my house.
She's not. No one keeps Aperol in the house.
I think Solana has Aperol in the house. I think he told me once that they bought Aperol when they were in Italy or something.
I have a couple bottles of Aperol in the house. I always have Prosecco in the house because you never know, Crowder. And I drink club soda every day. So I can literally
Are those the three ingredients in an Aperol Spritz?
I didn't know what it was. I watched them make it.
Yes, sir.
Because I love the mystery of it. It's just like, oh, here's something delicious. And I don't want to know how it was made. So you're saying it's Aperol, Prosecco, and club soda?
People think it's champagne, but, you know, real Aperol Spritz fans, those of us who are really fans of the art, we use Prosecco, not champagne.
They can hear me. 10 Wall Street guys standing around.
Yeah,
drinking martinis. They looked at the big black dude that ordered an Aperol Spritz.
Look at you. You're breaking barriers, man.
Yeah.
Here's to you. Here's my faux Aperol Spritz to your real Aperol Spritz. You're breaking barriers. Cheers to you.
Fellas.
You look great drinking it. You're having the time of your life in New York City. Oh, am I jealous.
Man, I hate New York City.
You should go see Glengarry Glen Ross on Broadway tonight. Oh.
I'm doing tonight. I'm EWR. I'm going to see gate C-188 and get the hell out of here is what I'm about to go see tonight.
Nah, man. Dude, you should go by the bull, play with his balls or whatever the New Yorkers do. I don't know what they do.
Dude, what?
I don't know what you're...
You go to New York, you play with the balls of the bull.
What are your trips like?
No, that was Nashville. Where did you go, Asheville? You're mixing up your cities.
Oh, Funky yeah. Buddha, by the way, has their spring dinner this Friday. They have a beer pairing dinner, and their dinners are always fantastic. You can go to funkybuddha.com to get tickets. And I'm not even joking. At Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, you can get Aperol Spritz. They make a delicious Aperol Spritz.
Maybe I'll try theirs, because this one is not what it is.
Now, there is some serious news for Dolphins fans. I wanted to share this with everybody. So this comes from Local 10, local10.com. Tyreek Hill involved in domestic dispute with wife in Sunny Isles Beach. This is what Local 10 writes. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill was involved in a domestic dispute with his wife at his high-rise condominium in Sunny Isles Beach on Monday, according to an incident report obtained by Local 10 News on Wednesday. Officers with Sunny Isles Beach Police Department responded just before 2 p.m. following a report of, quote, an assault in progress. When they arrived, police said they spoke with Hill, his wife Keita Hill, and her mother, Alicia Vaccaro. Vaccaro told officers she had been living with the couple since last November, shortly after the birth of her granddaughter. She described Hill as, quote, very aggressive and impulsive, and said she feared for her daughter's safety. Authorities called police, blah, blah, blah. There is a little bit of an update, though. Armando Salguero tweets out, Sergeant Brian Schnell, the public information officer of the Sunny Isles Police Department, tells me the domestic dispute incident involving Dolphins receiver Tyreek Hill is already a closed investigation. Quote, no crime was committed.
I hope his wife is fine. This is a pattern because this happened in the past, and I hate it for her.
I'm kind of done with him. I just feel kind of done with him. It's like I keep telling you, there's like all these similarities of somebody who wants to get out, and I don't want to make the similarities now with Jimmy Butler because that didn't involve any kind of domestic dispute. But I just feel like, what are we doing here? Going into another season, you don't have Teron Armstead, you don't have Calais Campbell, you don't have Raheem Mostert, your veteran leaders. I feel like you are asking for trouble, man.
Yeah, and it's just it's this different things have happened with him and his relationships, and it's someone has to press charges, and usually the woman won't press charges because of the fact.
And then it becomes non-criminal incident.
Yeah, it's non-criminal. They're living very well. He goes crazy. I wasn't there. I'm in New York, and I don't know what they'll happen on Wednesday, but. Where there's smoke, there's fire, and I just hope everybody's safe.
Can we just be honest? Like, he's just not a good dude. Right? I mean,
Seems very impulsive. I think he's a good dude at times, and I think he's a bad dude at times. I don't think you can... I always hesitate to paint a picture of someone based only on negative incidents.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I don't think that's fair, nor is it fair to only look at charitable endeavors and good stuff and say... He's a great guy. I think most people are very, you know, three-dimensional.
You're right. It's not fair to use just this example, but I think there is a long enough track record with Tyreek Hill.
He's got a pattern. As, like Crowder said, he's got a pattern of incidents.
Yes.
And just not like somebody that I'm insanely proud of to call a fan of. Like that I'm a fan of his. I'm just like, and like what are we doing here? You know? The Dolphins, I'm saying, what are they doing here? They're just going to... Keep him around while this pattern continues. I don't know. I'm just sick of it.
And it's bad to say he's extremely talented. He's extremely talented. So if he's not on the Dolphins, he's going to be on another team making $30 million a year because he can play football very well. I've gathered being around him a couple of times. He has a little Napoleonic complex because he's so short. And so, you know, little dudes and they get tested and they've been fighting their whole life for respect. But anytime it's with women, I can't stand it. Y'all know.
I got no tolerance for that.
Yeah, Hawk, I'll slap the hell out of a man. But any dude that'll hit a woman, we've talked about this before, that gets to me. Incidents in the past, I've never gotten into telling stories about it. But if you're a man that hits a woman, you just, me and you
lose me. Cool. Like, I've just got no tolerance for it. You lose me.
you know?
Or even try to physically dominate, like not even beat up, but just if you want to throw a woman against the wall, like every physical altercation, there should be a chance of both sides winning. And right. A man that grabs a woman, like, you know what you're doing. You're trying to intimidate her for what? Like, walk away. I've been slapped, kicked in the
diminishing returns here with Tyreek Hill. Just
every fight I've been in, the other person had a chance to win, and they lost most of the time, and then I lost sometimes. That's what a fight is called. That's why you fight. A man hitting a woman, there's only one way for that to end.
Hawk, what's crazy is the Dolphins gave him more money less than a year ago.
No, I know. No, I mean, listen, he's a great football player. I mean, that's, you know, but it's two conversations, yeah. You know, yes. So I just think there's diminishing returns. But I had kind of felt that way going into this season before this incident. But again, I want to repeat, Armando Salguero was saying there is no criminal incident. So I don't want to get it twisted here either.
It blew my mind. There was a defensive end played for Tennessee and for the St. Louis Rams. He was drunk driving and killed like a family or killed two kids in a family. And he went to the Super Bowl the next year. And it was just like the team signed right. him and he went and played. Right. It's talent is going to get rewarded, but they can be terrible people. Mike Tyson, we know what Tyson was doing and we still talk about him. Let's be honest yep. about all this stuff. We can go through the list. It is what it is. Tyreek, I don't think he's a great human being. I'm with y'all, but he's a hell of a football player.
Let's do a quick look at the headlines brought to you by our friends at Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
It's a loaded sports schedule tonight. The Marlins already got us kicked off on the right foot. A 5-0 victory over the New yep. York Mets. And Matt Mervis came through with a ding-dong for Mark Hochman.
Ding-dong.
Tonight, the Miami Heat play a pivotal game with seeding implications on the line in Chicago. It'll be an 8 p.m. tip-off. You can listen to all the action right here on WQAM.
All right, very good.
LeBron James is now a Barbie doll, but he will join Luka Doncic in the Lakers' first game in Dolphins.
Very
good looking
Barbie doll, Ken doll. Yeah. Like, he looks really good in that.
Mm-hmm. Hawk.
It does. It's just, it happens to be a very good likeness of him. It's a good fit.
He's a Barbie doll.
Well, Ken doll. Ask those guys if they heard about the tariff pause.
Hey, guys, saw the tariffs off? Yeah, pause, 90 days. They're kind of ignoring me a little bit.
Yeah. Say, yeah, I'm watching Lutnick on CNBC right now.
You want Lutnick? One guy keeps looking over. He can hear me.
All right, anything else in the headlines, Solana? These were some of the texts I asked earlier if people were enjoying this particular brand of show. Let's see. You guys are hilarious. Best show of the week. Crowder sounds like he's hiding in a closet from his mom. I love this. This show is what the Hawk and Crowder should be, at least one segment every day. Hawk, do you think we listen to you for your sports opinion? Of course we love this. Hey. Most entertaining show on the airways. Love this show, Crowder's antics. Yes, we don't care where you are. We care about what you say.
I appreciate
there's it. There's a mistake in that. I mean, you shouldn't care about what we say.
They're getting drunk and loud.
I mean, did you see the market today? I was working on Wall Street. I'd be getting drunk and loud tonight, too.
Lutnick.
Ask them if they've heard of groceries.
I don't know what these groceries, fellas.
Old-fashioned word, fellas.
Done with me now.
Right, anything else, Solana?
Inter Miami tonight. They host LAFC, second leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. LAFC is a 1-0, has a 1-0 lead on aggregate, so Inter Miami must win tonight. They must
win. All right. Mm-hmm. Heat's still 2.5-point favorites tonight, by the way. I just looked.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
All right. See here. I'm just looking at more of this Tyreek Hill stuff. It's on TMZ now. Andy Slater. Let's see. Andy Slater says, while police did respond to this 911 call of an assault in progress, Sunny Isles PD said no crimes occurred or were alleged. There also will not be body cam footage from the incident since the police department doesn't have body cams. There you go.
There has to be a victim to be a crime, and whoever was the alleged victim has to tell their side of the story. It runs my blood a little hot.
Yeah, I get you.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is milk liquid cow?
Hawk and Crowder.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Whether you're having a Funky Buddha beer or an Aperol Spritz, however you decide to celebrate. Don't forget spring dinner at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. It's this Friday. It's a night of expertly paired bites and brews. Tickets are limited. You can grab yours at funkybuddha.com. What a fun show today was. And we really do have a great night of sports ahead of us. So you will hear the Heat Bulls game tonight right here on 560 WQAM Preheat with Solana and Tommy Tighe starts at 6:45. Luckily, we're pressed for time, so Solana cannot make fun of me. 6:45 Preheat, 8 p.m. tip-off for Jason Jackson tonight on the Miami Heat audio experience. Before we wrap things up, let me talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I mention on this show every day that I'm a believer. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they're the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. They've treated many, many men for low T, and men have seen the amazing difference those treatments can make in their lives. Count me as one of those guys. Low testosterone causes a host of problems: bad sleep, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog, low sex drive. Many guys just attribute it to aging. They go, I'm getting older. But there are treatments. Give you back your vibrancy.
So if you're feeling like that, treat that low T and change your life. And I'm telling you, you start treating that low T, within just a few weeks, you're going to start to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away and your sleep improve and your workouts have better results, your sex drive come back. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they've been serving South Florida since 2020. They've successfully treated thousands of men and they have six locations. So there's certainly one near you. Call them 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300. Or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Tomorrow, we'll be back at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers and Red Wings will get you ready for that. And like I said, tonight, you'll hear Miami Heat basketball right here on this radio station. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Heat. Go Herons. We will speak with you from the Amerant Bank Arena mañana.